This is Phil Farron, and I am driving home. As you can probably hear already, this is not going to have the audio quality that I normally have. More on that in a minute. And I'm not driving home from work. I'm actually driving home from my parents, so this will be a little shorter. It has been an interesting couple of days. I was supposed to take my recorder into work. And in fact, I think I did take my recorder into work yesterday. I promptly got to work and turned around and went home. And I have to say that as I was driving home, I was not really that interested in recording a podcast. So then I was going to record the podcast as I was going home from my parents' house getting groceries today, and I probably forgot the recorder at home. So then I was going to wait till later because we may be buying a car today for the young lady who's coming to stay with us. And then I thought, you know, I just hate to waste this time as I'm driving home. I just hate to waste this time with the other things that are going on. And I thought, you know, you just need to do this. Just do it. And then I thought, well, all my notes are at home. And then I thought, yes, but you have experiences you can share. Now, some may listen to this podcast and say, why in the world would he share that experience? You know, life is life, and sometimes things happen in life that are not pleasant. But the quality of our lives really comes down to how we respond to those events. Not react, but respond. So, I have some really cool stuff to talk about next week. I have came across a new word, and it's a very cool word, and I'll tell you about that next week. But for this week, since I don't have any notes, I will just lay myself bare and tell you about my experiences of the last, 24 hours or so. I had previously told you about my basement flooding, those kind of things, and just dealing with that and seeing the good out of that. I was having breakfast with a friend yesterday. Oh, by the way, the writing goes fine. I'm past 80,000 words now, which is good. I'm on track. It's been a little bit of a challenging to stay on track. I've been a little bit distracted, but I just keep plowing. I know that there's some of the stuff that when I go back, I'm really going to have to kind of tighten it up and hone it and get focused now that I kind of know where I'm going on some of this stuff. But I'm heading into the home stretch now. I'm over 83,000 words, somewhere in there. And I should end up somewhere around 125, 130,000 words on this one. So I'm like above 250 pages in manuscript. It'll probably go to about 400. So I'm on the home stretch, which is good because I only have like 5 more weeks or so to go. But I'm getting in, despite all the other distractions, about 7,500 words a week. So in that 5 or 6 weeks I have left to go, I should be able to bring it in at about 125, 130, and things are forming up and getting focused for the end of the book, so I'm encouraged. And I have a great epilogue. Okay, so. Yesterday, having breakfast with a friend, and we were talking about life, the universe, and everything, as always. But I was, you know, relating to him my plan of living life in a positive and optimistic and calm and flexible way. I really like the Tao's idea of living your life like water. that when you hit an obstacle, you just flow around it. That you stay calm. That you just say, okay, well, here we are. Let's move to the next step. And I feel like, as I was telling my friend yesterday morning, that through this whole basement thing, we've done that. And in fact, we have seen the good that has come out of that. We got rid of some molded cabinets. We were able to clean out a lot of stuff. It's good. Get rid of a lot of electronics that we weren't using anymore. Good. And it also, I think, has put us in the mindset of we are in transition now. We are moving away from this house. And since we're not going to cover the basement floor every time we move downstairs, that's going to be a reminder. We are in transition now. And I think all of that's healthy. So I was talking to him about all that. I had related to him how yesterday morning, when I was bustling around to meet him at 6:30, we had had some ice a few days before, and then we had some snow that Wednesday evening, Thursday morning time frame. We'd had not much, an inch maybe of snow, maybe an inch and a half. And how, as I was walking across the house looking for my coffee cup, I knew I was going to have to go outside, and I had gone outside, opened the garage door. Our dumpster still hasn't been picked up because of all the inclement weather. And I stepped over a cement block, cement hollow block that I had placed there because there had been some ice there, and I got my foot too far front and it just went out from underneath me. And as I tend to do, you know, I started collapsing to the ground at that point because I was going down. I wasn't going to recover any of that. And so instinctively, I just start collapsing at that point, trying to at least control the descent in some way. I hit, you know, somewhat hard, but there was an inch of snow there, so that slowed me down a little. And then I also slammed into the block with my back left lower kind of part of my shoulder there. So I'm going to have a good side bruise there, but I was fine. At least I think I'm fine. Jostled up a little bit, but I kind of got up, dusted myself off, and went, okay, well, that's fine. I remembered at the same moment that I was going down that as I was walking across the house, there was this little voice that said, yeah, and it's going to be slick out there. And that is one of those things that I attribute to the voice of God. I opened the garage door, though, and when I saw the snow, there was another voice that said, oh, well, it's snow. It's not going to be slick. There'll be plenty of traction. Okay. Which is the voice of the flesh. Because I still could have been careful. I made a decision not to be careful. So I also made a decision after I was on the ground not to go into the tirade that many do. Oh, stupid, stupid, stupid. That was a stupid thing to do. Now look stupid. And because that really doesn't accomplish anything. As I was getting up, I thought, well, it's good that this happened now, because it could have happened after I'd gotten all dressed up for work, and then maybe I would have had to go get changed. I'm going to have to get changed anyways because I'm just in my sweats. So ta-da. Doesn't feel like anything's jostled too bad. I'll be a little sore tomorrow, which I am, but everything's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Which is the way that I like to approach things, so everything's fine. And even when my day went downhill after that, everything was still fine. And I tell you, there is some hesitation in telling you this story. But I will tell it to you nonetheless. Simply to live in honesty. And I will tell you, this is a gross story. So I will give you the opportunity to stop this podcast right now. But if you continue, you will, at some point in this story, go, ew, gross! And I don't tell it to you simply to try to evoke a response of, ooh, gross. But I tell it to you simply to say that even in the more challenging times of life, we can nonetheless be grateful, be peaceful, and move forward. You know, this thing has my... I'm recording this on my phone because I don't have it on my thing. I'm just going to check to make sure that I actually am still recording. Yes, I am. Okay, good. It had gone dark and the screensaver had come up, so yes, but I am. That's good. Okay. So anyways, I finished having breakfast with my friend. It's a standard Thursday morning. I have fasted the day before, which means I haven't had any food since Tuesday night. So, you know, going on 36 hours, I haven't had any food. I make my coffee. I think maybe I made my coffee with a little too much oil. I was cleaning out the end of a jar, and I was just kind of slinging it in there. And put some coconut oil in there, put some of that red palm oil in there. Maybe I made it with a little too much. Went in, I not only drank that coffee, but then I had breakfast right on top of it. Which normally is not a problem. I mean, I'm a little, you know, I feel a little full at that point, a little queasy, but it's normally not a problem. And if there is, I just wait till I get to headquarters because it's only like a 10-minute drive, and then, you know, boom. If we need to boom, we boom, and we're done. So there was snow on the ground yesterday, and traffic was moving slow, and so I say goodbye to my friend, and I get in, and I notice my stomach's a little, you know, but that's okay, that's all right, you know, I can get to headquarters, maybe, you know, we're gonna be fine. So I'm driving slow, and I'm driving, and I notice that my stomach is going, and I'm thinking, oh, that doesn't sound good. Because it's obviously a lot of liquid. Because I had had some water for breakfast as well. And so, and then it, you know, you get kind of that urge like, oh, man, okay, hold, just to hold. And then it kind of gurgled up for a while. And then I kind of felt a little better. And I was just thinking, I can make it. Drove past the gas station, and there was this thought, you know, you could go in there, and I was like, no, I can make it. And I get to the parking lot, and I'm ready to make a mad dash for the bathroom, and I see one of my fellow programmers drives in. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, so, you know, I get my stuff, and I'm smiling, and I'm being cordial, and I'm ahead of him, which means I'm gonna stop, open the door, and I'm gonna let him go in front of me, and so he's going up the stairs, and I'm in behind him, and I'm thinking, I can make it. And I didn't make it. And I thought I was doing so good, kind of staying clenched, you know, I was clenched. And then you just feel that moisture, warm moisture on your leg, and you're thinking, oh, literally, crap. Oh, managed to make it into the bathroom, get rid of most of it. Well, we're going home at this point, because this is not an option. So, get myself cleaned up as best I can. And even in that moment, as I'm kind of waddling out of the bathroom, going back down to my car, you know, I get a little whisper. Probably be good if you took 4 paper towels with you so you'd have something to sit on. Yes, that's a great idea. So I take the towels, put them down, settle down, wet, ugh, drive it home. Didn't feel like doing the podcast. I don't even know that I thought about doing the podcast. But, you know, in all of that, I'm not really mad. It's just like, you know, I had plenty of opportunities where I could have gone down a different path. I chose. And I accept what is. I can't change it. So I just text my immediate boss there, and I'm like, okay, I made it in, but I'm turning around, I'm going directly home, I will work from home. He says, not a problem. So I didn't go into great detail. Oh, and it's interesting now, because I'm sort of living, you know, my dad, he's 93, so I'm always hearing these stories from him, you know, because he's having a little trouble here and there, especially when he has diarrhea, and he's, you know, there's all kinds of bodily fluid stories I'm getting from him. So, you know, and now I'm thinking, oh, great. You know, you've started a new era now, which I don't think. I mean, I had my coffee again today. I've been fine. I've been vigilant. I've been, I'm vigilant. That would be somebody like, you know, the YMCA people would be. I've been vigilant, you know, kind of paying attention. How do I feel? And it does do a kind of weird tweak, you know, to kind of have your body. My body didn't really betray me. I'm the one that loaded it up with oil and coffee. But, you know, it's just that, oh, hey, I thought I had this under control, and I don't. So, new experiences. That's what we're saying. New experiences. So, yeah. But I've been fine today. Yay, been fine. And hopefully it will be several more decades before that might become a regular occurrence. We'll see. But, you know, in the midst of all that, I had an experience today at Walmart that is one of those experiences that I genuinely love. My dad had given me an assignment on the grocery list. He said that he wanted, let's see how he put it. Oh, wait, I don't have it there. It's in the other pocket. He said that he wanted warm socks, I think it was, S-O-X, because he can't see very well. Warm socks, calf length. So, you know, I try to get particulars. Okay, Pop, you know, what is this? What is that? What is that? Got the particulars. Okay, so I'm doing their grocery shopping. I swing into the sock aisle, and I notice there's a lady in there. She's kind of looking through the socks as well. In my new principle of not just cold opening with women, and absolutely ignoring the presence of any woman who's between 16 and 30, because there's no way I can convince her that I'm not hitting on her. I just kind of looked at some socks, and she was kind of where I needed to be, and I finally made a selection, so I kind of leaned down. I say, excuse me. She said, oh, no, you're fine. Then, okay, great. And as I was walking out, I noticed she was looking at the other side of the aisle, something I hadn't done, and a little voice said, yeah, you really need to look at the other side of the aisle. So I spun, came back in. She was at the end of the aisle at this point. I said, and, you know, a little voice just says, talk to her. So I said, yeah, I'm on an assignment. And she kind of smiled. I said, the assignment is, my dad says he needs some warm socks, calf length, warm socks. And I said, so I'm just looking everywhere. And she said, well, how much do you want to spend? And I said, well, it doesn't really matter. I have his card, so I'm sure we got warm socks, we've got warm socks. And she said, well, I can show you where the best warm socks are here. She said, because these are okay here, but I can show you where the best ones are, but they're expensive. And I said, that'd be great. So she takes me around the side, and she goes over to the other side, and she said, I'm actually a truck driver. And she said, these are the ones that I get. And so she gets them for me, and we chat a little bit, and I thank her for being a truck driver, you know, and thank her for her help, and tell her how much I appreciate the fact that, you know, everything in Walmart is brought by trucks. And she said, well, I actually am under contract with the U.S. Postal Service. So she said, I deliver all your packages. And I said, well, I really do appreciate that, too. Thank you for your work. And she said, well, you're very welcome. And we just had a nice little conversation. Ta-da! You know, it was good. But I don't think I would have ever gone around to the other side to find those socks. And they were thick, and they were full, and they were comfortable, and they're going to be long. And it was just what my dad probably, hopefully, was looking for. And I would never have found them if she hadn't been there at the same time I was. And those kind of connections in life, I love those things. And I love being an optimistic person. I love being a kind person. I love being able to have experiences that are not optimal, that do not then define me. And I have been through some hard hits in life, but I have found that if you stay calm, stay positive, find the good that can be in that situation, that things just seem to work out. And it's good. Life is good. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.